Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dark Legacy, a Carpathian novel by Christine Feehan. Narrated by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. Emmeline Sanchez watched the children playing in the large play yard directly across from her little Victorian home. She liked sitting outside on the wide wraparound porch where the wind could touch her face. Sometimes, that small touch was the only relief she got from the relentless pain winding through her body every minute of the night and day. Rain had given the air a clean, fresh scent. The world looked shiny and new, every leaf on the trees a vivid green or silver. Small birds sang to one another, hopping from tree branches to gnarled limbs. They were bright red spots of color, adding to the beauty of the compound. The property was owned by Tariq Asengard, co-owner of a string of high-end nightclubs. He had a unique piece of property, and she would have loved to live there if things had been different. Tariq was Carpathian, an ancient race with amazing gifts, but they needed to drink blood to survive. She knew they were forced to sleep in the ground during daylight hours and only came out at night. If they didn't find their life mate in time, many succumbed to the temptation to feel by becoming the vilest of creatures, vampire. Emmeline, a tall woman with long dark hair and forest green eyes, waved at her from the play yard. "It's a beautiful day." Genevieve Martin was gorgeous. Model thin, tall with long legs that went on forever. Dressed in slim jeans and leather boots, she looked far too elegant, even in that attire, to be playing nanny to five children. Emily knew Genevieve was independently wealthy and had traveled the world, yet she was as sweet as anyone could be, and she had taken on the job of looking after the children when Tariq and Charlotte couldn't. Emmeline was certain Genevieve didn't have a mean bone in her body. "It is, isn't it?" she called back. For that one moment, Emmeline felt normal, like she had a friend and they shared a joyous moment just because it was such a beautiful day. As she waved, a long tangle of blue-black hair fell around her face and she pushed it back, vaguely thinking she was going to have to cut it soon. She'd always loved her hair, the one feature she thought was attractive about her. But it fell below her waist, and she was just too exhausted to take proper care of it. Merely lifting her arms to brush it, much less wash it, was becoming a terrible chore. She sighed and rested her chin on the heel of her hand, her eyes on the five children running. She loved watching the children. She didn't really know true happiness anymore. But the closest she came was at times like this, observing them playing and laughing, seemingly carefree and happy. They were alive because of her deliberate sacrifice. The sound of their laughter, seeing them on swings and slides and doing normal things, was worth every horrific moment she'd suffered. They were alive. Traumatized, yes, but still alive and hopefully recovering very quickly. "Come join us," Genevieve called. Emmeline wanted to join them. She even needed to, but she couldn't take the chance. She didn't think Genevieve would turn on her, but there were others. "I'm drinking tea," she said. "You should join me. I baked cookies." The children had become aware she was out on her porch, something she often did during the daylight hours, even in the middle of a violent storm, but never at night. At night, she stayed in the house, her heart beating too hard, terrified he would come for her. She knew Vadim was coming. It was only a matter of time. He whispered to her sometimes, when she wasn't strong enough to keep him out of her head. Those times were becoming more and more frequent. Emmeline often had prophetic dreams. She could replay them over and over, changing small details in an effort to change the outcome of what occurred.